Come on, Paul.
Come on, Paul.
Let's hear one.
Yeah, Paul. Come on.
How much you pay that guy?
Ouch, he said.
That's it.
I didn't see that bar.
Oh, boy.
See, now see, I liked it. I liked it, Banana. That was funny, man.
You know, folks, I got a cold. I'm so hoarse I can pull a wagon. But I'm going to try to do some comedy just the same. Banana and I did try to write a song about drinking, but we didn't get past the third bar. I'll never forget the first time I bought this guy a beer. I buy him this big, tall beer, and he guzzles it down in one gulp. I said, do you always drink beer like that? He says, yeah, ever since the accident. I said, what accident was that? He says, someone knocked over my beer. I got a wonderful evening of comedy planned for you. Obviously, it hasn't started yet.
Third one's a charm.
Oh, well, I don't want to really get personal, but I was dating a radiologist for a while, and it didn't quite work out. She could see right through me. They're turning on me. Okay. Well, there you have it for the comedy. That kind of brought the show to a screeching halt.
No, no.
Okay.
Hey. You're misreading their reaction, Paul. You're misreading their reaction.
No, they're
loving
it.
More.
I can tell they're really loving it. They're laughing on the inside.
Yeah. They're laughing with you.
So this is a war song here. What did
we figure out? I thought it was written by Roy Acuff, but in reality it was written by...
Roy Acuff instead.
It was Roy Acuff, and I thought it was somebody... Well, anyway, somebody like that wrote it. Tex Ritter.
Ernest Tubb.
Ernest Tubb.
Yeah. I thought it was Roy Acuff, but it turns out it's Ernest Tubb. This tune was written by Ernest Tubb in 1945.
And it's just as that's true. And it's just as applicable right now.
Applicable.
And it goes like this.